4.2 million Americans have now been canceled by their insurance companies.
Canceled your show.
And Futurama's been canceled.
Canceled.
Canceled too soon.
Is officially canceled.
Be canceled twice. His launch pre-order bundle was canceled. Do we know it's a his?
Have been effectively canceled.
And abruptly canceled.
From Target is canceled.
Or unceremoniously canceled.
The plan was being canceled.
The cabal has been canceled.
The role of the Rothschild family.
Money and power.
Monsanto and a few other chemical companies.
Culling the population through eugenics is their answer.
The World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Trade Organization.
These are the most disgusting people on the face of this earth.
Or they control the information.
The powerful few people who run this planet.
They're not as powerful as you think.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now brings you Cancel the Cabal with Stephen Roberts. Stephen Roberts.
Red or blue?
Okay, welcome everyone to another Tuesday afternoon here in America. 1 hour later than normal, 5 p.m. Normally on at 4 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, but our time hasn't changed here in America. It did over in the UK where this is being broadcast. Scotland, Ireland, the UK, and elsewhere in the world, in the EU. I'm Stephen Roberts. This is Cancel the Cabal on People's Internet Radio. I'm also on both of Andy Champagne's Shake and Wake radio stations and PSN Radio, thanks to Angel Espino. As I mentioned, this is Cancel the Cabal, and I do have a very, he's been a reoccurring guest here in the past 6 months, 6 to 8 months here, but Barry calls him not the Easter Bunny, the Energizer Bunny. So I do want to welcome back the Liberty Beacons, Roger Landry. Thank you for coming back on, Roger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. These are always my favorite parts of the shows where people absolutely screw up telling anybody who you are.
Well,
no, I'm joking. I'm only joking. I'm just trying to make you chuckle.
You did.
Under the microphone, under the magnifying glass here any second, so I just had to get my lick in first.
Yes. I did mention to you about 3 minutes ago before we come on air that I am quite tired, a lot all of the time. I'm sure 4 or 5 of these diseases that I deal with have something to do with that, being tired all the time. I did take like a 20-minute nap an hour and a half ago, and still kind of fuzzy-headed from being so tired.
Okay. And believe me, I do understand. I'm going to tell you something that not a whole lot of people know. I'm not going to use his name because I don't think that would be respectful. But one of the people who is at the heart of the Liberty Beacon Project has been diagnosed with two forms of very aggressive cancer. He immediately, on the spot, decided that he was not going to take radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery.
Good.
And that he went on a CBD/THC, because what most people don't understand is that it is the THC that fights the cancer, not so much the CBD. What does the CBD do? It helps to repair the damage left behind once the cancer starts to recede. So if you stop to consider that this is not something that happened yesterday, and these are advanced stages by the time he actually went in to have to find out about them. I know what you're going through simply because this is somebody we are supporting through this, and I talk to him daily. And his biggest issue was almost word for word what your issue is that because of the multitude of issues that he's facing, the biggest issue he has is his strength, his stamina.
Well, I wish that was the case for me. I really do. If I don't have at least two or three cups of coffee in the morning and two or three iced teas, I just can hardly function. And then I'm up till, you know, very, very late.
Yeah.
If I do.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yes.
All right. So I sent you something. You took a look at it. You told me you have even gotten a preface for it. So would you like to dive into that? And then I'll do so much talking that you won't have to worry about it.
You mean I can?
I got this wrong. Come on.
I can mute and go off and sleep like Barry does.
No.
No. Okay. Well,
he
it was
go off and sleep. I think it just passes out.
Yes. Yes. Well, this article that has a video attached into it is about the Biden family criminal cabal, as a lot of us are trying to coin the name. I want to coin the name anyways. I've been saying the Clinton family criminal cabal for years and the Bush family criminal cabal, so why not add
the
Biden?
They have a coin name, and I apologize for interrupting, and that is the Biden crime family.
Yes, yes.
And I believe that's right in the title.
I'm sure it is. Yes,
yeah.
I believe it is.
So anyway, yeah, if you stop to consider what's going on in this country today, I've got to tell you something. If we went back in the Wayback Machine, all right, and let's say just prior to the beginning of the 21st century, just prior to the beginning of the 21st century, we saw crooked politicians. Yep. Excuse me. We saw a semblance of what today has turned into what we call the deep state or the shadow government. We saw when the CIA may have stepped well beyond their bounds and some even believe assassinated a sitting president. But what we have never seen is the absolute farce that's called government that happens every single day in America today. What happens in 1 week now, when you and I were a child, didn't happen in a year. It didn't. Maybe 2 or 3 or 5 years. But what happens in a week now? In a week, a laptop is found proving that the guy stating he never had anything to do with his son's business engagement, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that's a lie. We've got a whistleblower who is going on Tucker Carlson's show tonight to play some of the, I don't know, recordings he has and show some of the evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joe Biden is lying and he was part of this pay-for-play ring. If this is the case, Joe Biden is disqualified from running for president.
Well,
if this is the case, the crimes he's committed literally disqualify him, which is why the mainstream media won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I've forgotten the man's name already. He was Hunter Biden's partner. One of his partners, correct?
Yep.
He's already appeared.
This is who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
His name is Bobulinski.
Bobulinski, that's what it is, yes.
And he was the CEO of the company they formed.
So, I've even heard some other stuff that it's going to be quite difficult to verify yet. But apparently Hunter Biden has some videos of some very high ranking Chinese people in very compromising positions, and plus himself in very, very compromising positions.
With minors in very compromising positions, and if you stop to consider what I just said, then the Biden family is compromised, because at any point in time, anybody in the communist, the Chinese Communist Party could step over and whisper in President Zhou's ear, see all these photos we got? This is what we're looking for.
Yes.
Again, you're talking about somebody who is no longer qualified to run for president.
Right.
That's not a joke. That's a constitutional fact.
Right.
But who's talking about it except you and me?
Correct. You will remember, and I'm sure you've said it quite a few times, but I have too. Lyndon Baines Johnson would have been indicted in 1964, if Kennedy would have lived and gone on to a second term. Johnson would have been dropped, and he would have been indicted, tried, and probably convicted of lots of crimes.
Yes. And again, like I said, we're not saying, and I didn't mean for anybody to believe that corruption or the deep state didn't exist prior to basically what I need to say is the beginning of the century.
Right.
Okay, because when you talk about the Bush, let's talk about major corruption. That guy is even stupider than Biden. When you talk about Obama, give me a freaking break. The biggest puppet in chief on the planet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you talk about Trump getting in there and sticking his foot in all of their mouths, and now they are desperate beyond belief. If you are going to instill someone, and I didn't say elect, I said instill someone in the presidency in the United States by hook or crook, absolute fact, okay? If you're going to do that knowing that he has been involved in illegal pay for play, knowing that he has dealt with what we consider to be a rival power all the way up to and including their military and the Communist Party, and nobody, and he's denying it to everybody. This is why the show with Tucker tonight in about, an hour and a half, something like that, an hour and 45 minutes. When this hits the airwaves, if it is not the massive implosion of the Biden presidential run, then we're going to have to double down here. This, to me, ought to be the poison pill.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and if you don't think Tucker isn't going to accomplish some of the most massive ratings, he will.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
should.
I'm surprised he got him on first. I'm surprised some of the other big boys didn't get him on first or something.
They won't touch him with a 10-foot pole. The only person
really?
Out there with the testicular fortitude in the mainstream media to do this is Tucker Carlson. I don't agree with everything Tucker says, but what I do agree with as far as Tucker's concerned every single time is that he honestly believes and he's done the research to say what's coming out of his mouth.
Yes.
He's not parroting a script. And the reason for that is listen to him talk to his guests. He talks like somebody who actually knows what he's talking about.
Uh-huh. Well, Sean Hannity is probably bigger than Tucker
yes.
is. But
his ratings are... No, Tucker's got the highest ratings on Fox right now.
Does he? Okay, but
yeah.
I did see after the last debate, Hannity did talk about Bob Alinsky. He talked about...
Not bad. He isn't. And before I found out who Tucker was, Hannity was my Fox mainstay.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, there's no mainstream media that is my mainstay. I am, just like you, I'm one of those rabble-rousers who goes around from alternative website to alternative websites gleaning the best information I possibly can and putting it together in a connect the dots fashion that people can actually understand. So, but if you're going to point to somebody who I believe makes it a point to actually tell you what he thinks and why he thinks that, it's Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I've got my problems with the Democratic Party, and I've got my problems with the Republican Party.
Me too.
I'm not a bird. I don't have a wing. So let's put it that way. I don't have a dog. Wait, you're down in the South. You know what I don't have a dog in the hunt anymore means. So you know.
Well, I got to tell you something. It's not a matter of you don't have a dog in the hunt, because I know you better than that. It's a matter of don't call me a Republican because they do some stupid things. Don't call me a Democrat because they do even more stupid things. Don't call me an independent because if I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican, what am I independent of?
Yes.
No. Call me a patriot because I give a damn about what's going on in this country, and I'm going to stand up every single day, every day without a day off for over 12 years now and do whatever the hell I can to try and make it a little bit better and a little bit safer, and not so much for you because most of you are idiots, for your and my children and grandchildren, because they don't deserve the screwed up mess we're dumping on them.
No, they don't. I know I've told you in the past, and I've told everybody else here in the past too, that I did listen to Alex Jones for a long time, and he was the one that connected all of the dots for me. But then he come out with the Obama deception in 2009, and he says this is the definitive film that blows away the left right paradigm. And then virtually within 30 seconds after that commercial, he welcomes on some right wing Republican candidate. So how can you bust the left right paradigm and then have a right wing Republican Party member on?
Look, if you stop to consider what is going on right under your nose, if you don't think this is a big play and you don't think you aren't a captive audience, then explain to me what I'm about to put in front of you. We have been railing against what the liberals and the progressives that we call Democrats in this country have been doing for almost a year, destroying, literally being responsible for death, for destroying people's lives, destroying their entire savings, everything, burning them out, the whole nine yards. We have been complaining about this, and we have heard our saviors, the Republicans, the old party. They're standing up for us. They're going to protect us. They're going to make sure this doesn't happen. They're going to make sure this goes away. So what we've got is two opposing sides, one that's causing the damage, and the other one is promising to shield us from the damage. I've got to explain something to you. Right now, I trust the Democrats a hell of a lot more because they're doing exactly what they're going to do. The Republicans have been lying to us all along, telling us how they're the good ones, how they're going to protect us,
yes,
how they're going to bring us back to sanity.
Yes.
What have they done? Name anything. Anything.
Yes.
They've done nothing.
Yes. You know, I do want to bring up Jones one more time, Roger. I did hear him.
I told him to screw off and hung up on him once.
I haven't even gotten that chance. He does, I can't figure out how much of a delay there is, so there's a pretty good delay when it comes to his shows, but anyways, I did hear him say about maybe 9 years ago, 2011, maybe even 2012, he said that the elite pedophile rings were going to be brought down. And, I hadn't even heard of the word pedophile until it was, about that time when Jerry Sandusky's scandal come out, the Penn State University, pedophile this, pedophile that. What in the world's a pedophile, I had to look the word up, and this is, it's just basically a child molester. I don't know whether pedophile is kind of fluffy to these people, but, child molester is one thing, and pederast is one thing, and pedophilia is one thing, and there's other fluffy little names. I don't know why they just can't call a child molester, but anyways.
Boy, you're talking about going so deep, it's insane.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you what's going on in this world. And this started from people like, I don't know, we're going back so far that it's insane. We had an FBI director who used to literally spy on individuals, especially those in Congress, so that he could use that to blackmail them.
Yes.
This is part of American history. But let's also stop to consider, okay, when you have people that, like Epstein, and he's not the only one, okay, Weinstein, okay, in Hollywood, what you've got, and believe it or not, this is reality, is so many people in positions of authority across the planet who are, in fact, compromised. We just talked about this. We talked about the fact, hold on a second, and Giuliani already sent these files to the Delaware law enforcement, what I think the state police, whatever. But if you stop to consider, there are actual photos of Hunter Biden in there having these type of acts with minor children in China. Do you not think for one second, okay, stop and think, all of the things we know about his dad, Joe Biden, the one who has to sniff girl, little girl's hair all the time, the one that's always touching, the one that's...
Yeah.
And we make fun of this, but in the context of this conversation, it makes a little bit more sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
What you need to understand is that pedophilia across this entire planet in a very large fashion is one of the biggest control mechanisms used by those who lead us. That's not a joke. That is an absolute fact.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I heard an allegation yesterday, you know, of course it's totally not been verified yet, but there's one picture of Creepy Joe in behind a one young girl. I don't know how old she is. She looks like she's about 11 or something like that. And he's sniffing her hair. He's got his hands on her shoulders. And
yep.
There's an allegation out there that girl actually got molested by Hunter. Of course, it hasn't been verified yet, but.
And is that the one where they describe it where she's doing a naked act in front of a 14-year-old while smoking crack?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they actually have a description for the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know where that description came from that I just gave you? It came from Hunter Biden himself sending an email to his daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's in the email. Just wanted to say hello, something like that. I don't feel very respected, but that's okay. And then he goes on to say this, okay? That's okay. Maybe one day you can do what I did and pay all the bills and support everybody, and I won't make you give half of what you make to me.
Right.
In other words, he was indicating that half of everything he made went to his father.
Yes, yes.
And in these emails, it states, for the big guy. Who's for the big guy? This has already been corroborated by three separate sources. That's Joe Biden.
Yes. Well, you know, I think when you grow up on crack and alcohol and other drugs, you know, you basically don't have any skills, and you probably have to have your father give you almost everything that you've got.
Well, he was an officer in the United States Navy and got kicked out because of drug abuse. You need to stop and think for a second. If you were smart enough, if you cared enough, if you to go through what it takes to actually become an officer in the United States Navy, I want to know at what point he fell off the cliff. Because in order to get there, There's a bunch of drug tests and everything else that happened. So he must, like I said, he must have been on a straight path and something knocked him off.
There's, actually, my almost 80-year-old stepdad told me the other day that one of his favorite radio personalities, Rush Limbaugh, has put out the notion that he might think that Hunter Biden is actually doing this on purpose to ruin his dad, but I don't know how far that's going to go. But
it's not the first time I've heard it.
Oh yeah, okay.
But if you stop to consider, if that was the case, if it was, I hate like heck to even say this, but I honestly don't believe Hunter Biden even. And I don't think even his dad would have put up a whole lot of fuss, wouldn't be around anymore.
Right. Right.
Now, if you consider how much love, respect, and caring Joe had for Hunter by getting him involved with things he knew were seditious, bordering on, if not crossing the border, into treasonous, illegal, unethical, compromising...
Yeah, just
like his daddy. I put out a meme about a week ago, and it's a picture of Joe Biden with this absolutely panicked look on his face, and the words sitting next to it are, the feeling that washes over you when you finally realize the apple did fall pretty damn close to the tree.
I don't know how in the world Joe himself or anybody that is involved with him as far as being a handler, aide, or whatever you want to call them, could actually believe, look at anyone with a straight face and actually believe that Hunter would not drop the ball.
Oh, God. And the thing of it is, you have to stop and understand you've only heard a small portion of it, because that's where the big guns of proof are. Everybody else needs to understand. You think old Jill Bob, his wife, is totally ignorant of all of this? I don't think so.
Right.
Do you think his brother, who was part of most of these schemes and is writing the emails as in receiving a portion of... his brother, every bit is corrupted, okay? Hunter's brother, every bit is corrupted. This is where you coined the phrase, the Biden crime family. Because all in or all out, and guess what? They ain't all out.
Yes, yes they are. It is going to be very, very interesting. I think we've only 1 week, actually, isn't it? Tuesday. I just wonder what in the world's going to come out, or how much is going to come out.
Stop and consider again what you see and not what you're told. Today, the fourth branch of government, supposedly, and this was via wisdom, not by the Constitution, was supposed to be the media. Today, they have committed treason so many times. If that's the case, it's insane. They are totally untrustworthy in anything they say. But let's give you a few for instances, okay? Let me get through these, and maybe, just maybe, you'll start to understand the scope of this, all right? I want to talk to you about one day apart. A Joe Biden car parade, they lied and said it only had 15 cars. And I don't appreciate it, even though I'm not a Democrat and I don't support Joe Biden. Don't lie about it. There wasn't 15 cars. There were 21. Okay? So let's tell it like it is. He had 21 cars. A day later, a long way off, with no setup, no major setup or anything, a bunch of people got together and did a car parade for Trump, in which the local police and the sheriff's office estimated easily exceeded 30,000 vehicles. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. You need to understand what I just said. 21 cars versus over 30,000. All right, let's take a look at the last Kamala Harris, okay, rally. There were literally less than 50 people there, literally. And that was supposed to be her biggest rally since it had started.
Yeah.
On the same day, Trump had a rally that had over 26,000 people at it.
Yeah.
Who the hell really thinks Joe's going to just kill Trump in this election? Anybody who does, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I think it was 2 days before the last debate there. Barack Obama held a rally in Pennsylvania somewhere, and 200 people showed up.
That's breaking. Do you know what? There's 200 people crying outside of the venue because there were so many people getting in that there was no room for left for them.
Right.
That's the only time you're going to hear a number like 200 mentioned in the same breath as Trump rally.
Right. But as I've told you,
overflow.
No, I've thought, I don't know. I haven't even really talked to you about this yet, but I never thought for a millisecond that Hillary Clinton was going to become the puppet of America 4 years ago. Not for 1 second. I remember all of the videos that came out about her. I think there was one rally at the DNC where she looked up in the air and she had this 1968 acid look in her face, and she did the woo when the balloons fell down and all the confetti, and then there was some other speech or something. She started barking like a dog, ruff, 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 ruff. And it was like, what is wrong? Are they deliberately trying to portray this woman as a nut?
That's what I thought to myself. When climbing up the stairs to get on the plane, showed at the back of her light blue pants that she had just crapped all over herself.
Uh-huh.
Isn't this the woman who walking down the street with her supporters had to be held to her van because she literally collapsed?
Yes.
And I could go on with, is this the woman? Is this the woman? Is this the woman?
Yes.
If you stop to consider a woman who sits in front of Congress and all of the American people and says, it just doesn't matter. I got to explain something to you, okay? If that woman would have been elected, I would have left America.
Yeah, yeah, well, I still try to put out there every single show that, you know, these people, these 538 people, they virtually mean nothing to us. What they do and what they say control is over the 10 square miles of D.C. Donald Trump is the puppet, or he's the president of the United States Corporation.
Yes.
Barack Obama before him was the puppet, the president of the United States Corporation.
Yes.
And all of the other
back to 1871.
Yeah. All of the other 537 other people are just board members and the corporations are the shareholders.
And these people who we proclaim to be the elitist are actually, and everybody wants to know why they have so much power in America, because they literally own us. They are the stockholders of America, and I really didn't know you wanted to dip into this, because this is about as deep as you go.
Well, I try to say it every week.
Since 1871, the United States has been a corporation. The only authority that this government actually has is in the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., because it was set up as a government for Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Not only that, but it also includes territories, territoriates, you know, things like that, all right?
Yes.
Of the United States. No states, because the states are sovereign. So when you stop to consider all that is being said and done, the federal government literally has no authority in any state in the United States. It is not a federal government. It is a USAINC.
Yes, it is. And that's what I try to say every single week, even in some posts. I mean, and not very many here lately.
Let's take it one step further and help you out a little bit more. What most people don't understand is that the form of law we have is absolutely wrong. It's maritime law. We're not supposed to have, never. But that's what was brought in when the United States became a corporation.
Correct.
So if you take that and hold that stick up, listen to what I'm about to say. No federal judge has any authority outside of Washington, D.C. and the U.S. territories. End of story. If a federal judge accuses, or if you get accused and a federal judge convicts you, you can, if you know what to do, literally fight that, because he has no authority over you. Now, if a state judge accuses and then says you're guilty, that's a different story.
Yes.
But federal judges have no authority in any state in the United States. Again, how many of you are aware of that? Because they wreak havoc. They wreak havoc on a lot of lives. But how many people know they actually don't have that authority?
Correct. Correct. None of them do. They only have brainwashed thugs that that fortify their lives.
And everybody says, well, why do you talk about this constitutional republic and all of this stuff if it doesn't exist? No. The 50 states still exist, and they are independent. The point here is the union that we believe we are under has been supplanted. So is the union still there? Yeah, it is. Are the states still there? Yeah, they are. Are we still 50 sovereign states? Yes, we are. Can we step up and tell these people, you're not in charge, you never have been, and you need to go away? Yes, we can. The reason why it hasn't happened is because it's only people like me and like Steve that even know this crap exists. Everybody, how many times have you heard me, Steven, talking about programmed ignorance?
Yes.
How many of you out there even have an inkling of what the Constitution or the Bill of Rights says? If you knew, and if you were allowed to study history, allowed to, you're not allowed to know what happened in 1871. It's not taught in any school.
Right.
If you had a government that was above board and truly your friend, wouldn't they tell you these things? Hey, we're not a constitutional republic. We've been lying to you since 1872.
Right. No, I believe it was probably psychology that theorized it would take three generations to change a nation. And they had a head start ever since 1871. That's been a long, long time ago. We've had quite a few generations since then.
But you've got to remember, when somebody makes a prediction like that today, these are people who grew up with technology. These are people who are used to getting a word all the way around the planet instantly, or nothing's instantly, in a matter of 5 seconds to go all the way around the planet. So, again, we're talking about technology, which is a two-edged sword. How can they do what they're doing as effectively as they are? Because of technology, because of the internet, because of all of the media we have in their control over it. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that used to work for them and make their machines go and make their networks work and the whole nine yards that don't work for them anymore. And a lot of them, like me, are ex-military. Okay? And we did what? We worked with some of the best technology on the planet. So it's the two-edged sword you've heard me mention before. They have the ability right now to really turn the screws up on us. I'm going to explain something to you, and you know by now, everybody listening, I don't exaggerate and I don't bullcrap. I'm going to tell you, if we didn't have the same technology they do, or close, we don't have everything they have. I know that because some of the stuff I worked on, and I haven't worked with the government since 2000, is still not on the street yet.
Right.
But the point here is, if we didn't have the technology we do, humanity would have been enslaved 20 to 50 years ago.
Well, that's why I've said for a couple of years now, I believe that the internet was really, truly built for us. Not what
it
you,
was.
They initially had it for the military and the corporations and the underground or whatever to pass messages back and forth, and then
originally military, and yes, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then allegedly somebody got the idea, oh, let's make it available to the public so we can capitalize on it. But I think there might be good forces. I mean, you tell me that there are good forces that are looking out for. I heard this 40 years ago when I was a teenager that was people that were working on our behalf, and we would never have communism in this country or whatever the case was, you know, and
whatever ism might be, yeah.
Whatever ism it is, yeah. Fascism, Marxism, but anyways, I heard that 40 years ago when I was a teenager, and you know, it didn't really resonate with me then, but I truly do believe that when they made this available to us, that they had us in mind to try to do their bidding and waking people up.
I would tell you the reason it was given to the people is twofold. First off, it is an excellent control mechanism. I don't care what anybody says, what anybody thinks.
Right.
Let's talk when the internet was first up and running. Let's talk the limited amount of people and the type of people that would have the wherewithal or whatever it took as far as equipment to actually get on the internet, transact, and do things. It was a control function. What do I mean by that? Well, just about everything you did, because it was a limited expanse at that point, just about everything you did, how you did it, why you did it, how long you took to do it, to did it, is all a matter of record. It has become. Okay, now let's look at a system that's expanded all across the globe in scope, in girth, the whole nine yards. All right, let's take a look at Google, which is probably, and I don't know why they waited until after the election. That's another little piece of corruption. When you're going to see these huge, okay, media, social media platforms literally facing off against losing something that probably will be their demise.
What's that?
And that is losing that 230 function, which basically allows them to be treated as a utility and not as a corporation. So as a utility, they can't be sued if I jump on there and put a copyrighted image. As a utility, they can't be sued. It's like saying, I'm going to listen to every phone call because I have a phone company, and if you say something I don't think you should be saying on my telephone company, I'm going to cut you off. No, you can't do that. You literally cannot do that. But this is exactly what's happening from Twitter, what's happening from Facebook, what's happening from YouTube, and I could go on and on. They are really, really lobbying to enjoy the comfort and the, you know, the solid base of a utility. But now, if you're going to tell people what they can and can't say, if you're going to do this, then you should lose that ability, which means they've got a billion and some say close to 2 billion people on Facebook. If you stop to consider how do they police every single person to find out if what they're saying is illegal, every single image, so on and so forth, everything that's posted anywhere in the world, any image that they may not have copyright permission for, the person who puts it up, whatever, what you're looking at is an absolute disaster. Well, and these media companies, they know this, and they know what's coming, and they are working so hard behind the scenes to stack the deck in their favor right now.
Yes.
It's insane, but, and I'm almost done, let me ask you a question. Don't you think, Steve, with all of this coming right over the horizon, I mean, you know it's coming, okay? You know they're going to be taken to task. Wouldn't you think they would be doing everything they could to show that they're not quieting down, shadow banning, not sharing whatever, conservative or independent posts. Let me explain how that's why, and I know that. On Facebook, on the Liberty Beacon page on Facebook, where there's, I don't know, 30, 40, 50,000 people, if you looked a month ago, our posts were gleaning an audience of anywhere from 3 to 15,000 people. Today, if that same article's been out for 24 hours, which is a long time, we're lucky if it broke 100 views. Wouldn't you think that if this hammer was coming down on your head, that you wouldn't at least play nice? Because they ain't.
No, they're not. No, they're not. It's been well known for a few years now that the government has been spending billions in hiring corporations to combat us, to be trolls or bots, whatever you want to call them. They have hundreds.
It's not the government. It is those within what we call the shadow government or
right.
the deep state.
Correct. Yeah. It's all dark money or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, God, yes.
Black money.
Oh, God. Absolutely. And again, let's just back up a little bit and put the pieces together, because we've discussed a lot of things up to this point. We are a week away from what is, not a guess, what is the most important election in the United States in over a century. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact, okay? This will decide whether or not we continue on as a constitutional republic, which is something we are closer to getting back to right now than we will be if Mr. Biden takes office. Now, we need to back up just a little bit and focus on that. If Mr. Biden takes office, you and I have already discussed how Nancy Pelosi was dusting off the 25th Amendment, and everybody's going, she's going after Trump, she's saying he's incompetent, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah.
That was absolutely never intended to be used on Trump. It was intended to be used on Joe, because once he's in and he starts to embarrass himself and Kamala and the United States again, they want to be able to push him out of the way very quickly and allow the first female president of color in the United States history. This is the reason for the 25th Amendment. But if you also stop to consider, what promises have these people made? You've got massive corporate dollars pouring into a Democratic coffer. That right there should send up huge alarm bells. Because if they establish that beachhead, if he actually gets elected, what you're seeing right now is not going to get better. It's actually going to get worse. It's going to go through fruition. There is going to be a total reset. You will be controlled in a fashion that would absolutely have blown you away a couple of months ago. And you will either like it, or you won't get this, or you won't get that, or you won't qualify for this. And you know what? All you got to do is go to China right now, and you can see the same thing happening. Only it's been happening there for a while.
Yes.
What we are going to end up with a Biden presidency. Okay, especially with Kamala tagging right behind him, is a couple of puppets that have sold us out. Never in the history of the Democratic Party have there been so many corporate donors flinging massive amounts of cash at a Democrat. Stop, put that in your pipe, and smoke it, okay? Because
yes.
We are not going to have communism. I don't care what anybody says. We're not going to have Marxism. We're not going to have socialism. Do you know what we're going to have? Because it's worse than all three of them.
A revolution.
No, we're going to have a corporatocracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is an oligarchy. Which is basically top-down. You do it. You need so many points to get your TV turned on.
Yeah.
You need so many points to be allowed to go to the park and walk your dog.
Yep.
You need so many points. You think I'm kidding?
Well,
look at China. They're doing it
yeah.
right now.
How is how is Biden going to take control? Because apparently back in, what was it, May or something like that, Trump pretty much stepped down and handed the country over to FEMA and the UN.
No. And everybody who beat that up, again, you have to stop to consider, you can't give somebody something they already have.
Or they don't have, yes.
Another thing we haven't talked about, but you just broached it, okay? The United States has declared bankruptcy more than once.
Yes.
Believe it or not, the United Nations has a big chunk of the control over the United States. And that control is via these mechanisms of, yeah, what do? We went bankrupt. And every time you do, just like none of you out there, or very few of you out there, I won't say none, okay, there are some people who do some research, we're aware that we're not a constitutional republic. We are, in fact, a corporation. All of these things that we discuss, they're brand new to you. Why? Because you're never going to find them in the textbooks. Those who control write the textbooks. And if you pick a textbook from when myself and Stephen were children, if you pick one from the 50s or the 60s, say a social studies book, and you compare it to one from the, I don't know, the 2015 on up, pull out one of those and try and compare the two. What you're going to find out is the people who wrote this lived in two different countries.
Yes, they did.
And that's a fact. This is what we're looking at. I would tell you right now, this is the most important election we're going to have in anybody's lifetime who's listening to this. There's nothing that compares to this. This determines whether or not we people have any control at all anymore, or whether we will be cowering slaves in our homes, wearing our leash, which is our mask, and only doing what we are told to do so that we can acquire the points to maybe do something a little extra special. But if we don't make these people happy, then we'll just have to put up with the bare minimum. And what happens when this government decides that you're no longer a plus factor?
Right.
You're now a minus factor.
Right. So what do you
and
think about the...
And if you think that that's too much, I don't.
So, there obviously is going to be a collapse of the American dollar, but it's just a matter of when. People are theorizing very, very, very soon.
You're not going to see a dollar collapse. What most people don't understand is there is no dollar. Okay? The U.S. dollar cannot collapse because it is funny money. That money is issued by the Federal Reserve. So we have no money, which is also against the founders' principles. Okay, the last thing they ever wanted was for banks to control our money supply. They even stated that blatantly. So here we are, they're controlling. But anybody who thinks it's going to be tough is absolutely wrong, because Kennedy had it right. All I have to do is start throwing bills. But nowadays, all I have to do is start throwing bills in, and all I have to do is convert what's ever being done digitally to a new form of currency. The United States is one of the most resource-rich nations on the planet. If you look at iron ore, if you look at coal, I'm going to tell you something about oil that most of you people don't understand. But first, let's go through our agriculture, okay? One of the largest and the most efficient on the planet. All of this stuff. All of it, okay, including this, and this is the big kahuna. The United States has in excess of 3 to 5 trillion barrels of oil under the South Rockies. This is not a joke. They've known about it for 50 years. The reason they haven't gone after it is because in order to do the original work, it gets easier after that, it's not cost effective. But that was back when gas was 80 cents a gallon, 90 cents a gallon. Even today, with a resurgence of drops in price, we still have $2 to $2.50 a gallon. It's now more than well worth it. The United States has more known oil reserves, and none of you have heard this, have you, than every OPEC company on the planet or country combined times five.
Yep.
So if you stop to consider what we have in resources alone that we could base an American dollar on, it's not going to be tough. The tough part is going to be getting to do it without people dying.
Well, what also people don't even realize and don't even know is oil is a renewable resource anyways. It's not a it's not a fossil fuel, if you will.
Well, I got to tell you, there's so many things we could dive into here. And with only a few minutes left, my biggest point and what I want everybody to take away, and you, this was a great show, Steve. I really, really liked the way you structured it along. What I really need everybody to take away from this is this, all right? Stop and consider the last time you said, it's not my fault, I didn't do that.
Right.
Stop and consider the last time you looked at what's going on and say, I didn't have anything to do with that. Stop and consider the last time somebody asked you, so what are you doing about it? And you say, I'm only one person, what can I do? The explanation here goes like this. We the people are in fact the true sovereigns of a constitutional republic that is being withheld from us at this point. Okay, we need to step up and reclaim it. Once we do that, everything we've been talking about now becomes a whole different scenario. Because now the people who are affected the most by each and every one of these crimes against America, each and every one of them, okay, has to answer to the true sovereigns of this country. So what should you do? What can you do? Stand on a street corner with a sign. Get on the internet and tell everybody everything you know. Do some research, put some articles up, get your opinion out. We've got a week left, and if you don't say anything and the worst happens, I don't want to hear a peep from you because you're the reason it happened.
That's right. That was my original idea 11 years ago, 11 and a half years ago, almost 12 now. That was my original thought and my original idea.
It's the truth.
I knew I had to do something about the information that I come across. I just couldn't put it away and do nothing with it. I just knew I had to.
Well, again, it depends. We're at a crucial point in American history. Hell, we're at a crucial point in global history right now. Because as I've told you before, right after World War II, these elites decided that America needs to go down. After they'd sucked everything they could out of us monetarily, we had to be taken to our knees for the very simple reason that if the cowboys of the planet went down, who in their right mind would stand up for very long,
exactly,
realizing what has happened?
So, exactly.
They needed to take us down. If
yep.
you stop to consider, it has never been more apparent in the last century that this is exactly what's being intended right now. Again, if you do nothing, don't let me hear you complain because you're the reason it happened.
Yes. I've had too many Europeans tell me, and talking to them and in messages, they say, don't give up, Stephen. America is the last bastion of hope.
I know. I've spent 30 years, almost 10 of it in the Navy, and a little over 20 of it traveling the planet working on military systems. I see and hear, and I still have contact with a lot of these people in different countries today. I constantly see and hear good things about America. Are there bad things? Absolutely. But those bad things are usually about the military, usually about the deep state, usually about huge American corporations doing really bad things in their country. But everybody seems to love the American people. I'm not joking.
Yep.
Go to Scotland. They love the American people. They
yep.
hate our government.
yeah.
Germany, they love the American people. They hate our government.
Yep.
Go to Italy, they love the American people. Should I go on? Because this is
yes.
an absolute fact. Our
yes.
government is hated across the planet. And the people are loved.
Yes.
So if we don't step up and retake what is rightfully ours, and we wouldn't be doing anything illegal. We have a constitution to prove it.
Yes.
If we don't step up and absolutely preserve our rights and our freedoms, then it's not only you I'm going to be pointing the finger at, but everybody else on this planet's going to be pointing the finger at you going,
yes,
you have so much. Why the hell didn't you do anything to save it?
Yes. And I have to let you go now.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on.
I always appreciate my time with you. Thank you, Stephen.
The Liberty Beacon, Roger Landry. And I know we'll talk soon, whether it's on this show or Barry's show. So thank you again, Roger.
Absolutely. And thank you for your time.
You're welcome.